Journalists are not entitled to promise complete confidentiality. No one in America is, Special Counsel Fitzgerald told the court. That is debatable.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Confidentiality is observed in doctor-patient relations, in priest-penitent relations, and yes, lawyer-client relations. If reporters do not in equal measure enjoy a First Amendment privilege to protect their sources, it is because the public does not in equal measure value their services. That is not to say that reporter-source relations are completely unprotected. A 1972 decision of the Supreme Court held, in effect, that journalists do have a qualified First Amendment protection. The government can demand to have a source identified only after demonstrating that there is no other way to obtain information needed in a criminal investigation. Over the years, subpoenas for reporters have been increasing, without arousing any great outcry from a public largely turned off on the news media, symbolized by Jason Blair and Dan Rather. Fitzgerald's pursuit of Judith Miller and Matt Cooper seems less designed to find out who leaked the identity of an undercover CIA officer, which the prosecutor probably knows by now, than to discourage future leaks regarded as threatening. Confidential sources have played a vital role in exposing wrongdoing in government, from Deep Throat in the Nixon era, to Iran-Contra in the Reagan era, to Monica Lewinsky in the Clinton era. Reagan once complained of being up to my keister in leaks. As one who came close to being jailed for contempt of Congress in 1976 for refusing to reveal a confidential source, I have an obvious interest in this case. Today's decision to jail Judith Miller for refusing to testify about her source, while Matt Cooper said he would testify with the permission of his source, can be regarded as part of a frontal attack on the press. One can expect many a future investigation to be dropped for fear of subpoenas to journalists to expose their sources. One can expect many a whistleblower to think twice before blowing that whistle to a reporter. Think for a moment of what the situation would have been if the Nixon administration had found a way to subpoena Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, threatening them on pain of jail to identify Deep Throat. This is Daniel Shore.